Rather than being forced into withdrawal, some inmates will receive medications to treat their opioid addictions. The three-year pilot program authorized by the bill includes the Houses of Correction in Hamden, Hampshire, and Franklin counties, according to State Representative Carlos Gonzalez, a Springfield Democrat.
I think that's so important, as well as trying to look at this again as a mental health issue opposed to a criminal issue.
Advocates say providing medication to inmates lessens the risk of a fatal overdose after they are released from jail. The State Department of Corrections, which runs the prison system, will have to provide medications at four of its facilities starting in April 2019. Paul Tutt, Hill WAMC News.